the Journal of Accountancy presents Predicting the Impact of IFRS on Accounting Textbooks. The following presentation has been edited by Journal of Accountancy editorial staff and is copyright 2008 by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants.
This is Lauren Nicolai talking. While our new edition will have parts of each chapter that deal with the similarities and differences between IFRS and U.S. GAAP, I'm not sure what our next edition will be like. I think that one of the problems with most of the intermediate accounting textbooks now is that there's so much pressure on us to cover enough of the details of U.S. GAAP that we can't focus more on allowing or incorporating materials into the textbook which allow students to use their judgment more and to help students improve their abilities to make judgments. So I wouldn't be surprised if in our next edition and in the next edition of the other competitors' textbooks that there isn't going to be a very different approach to the content of intermediate accounting textbooks where the focus is more on applying judgment. I don't know how that's going to shake out.
This is Gary Sundom. I think one of the interesting things will be to see if some new competitors come along and try to leapfrog this and have a very principles-based, IFRS-based intermediate textbook to try to jump past those that are gradually moving in that direction. You know, if you've got a good market right now, it's pretty risky to make a huge jump. And so though the current market leaders will probably be moving gradually in that direction, and I think somebody is going to come along and try to really make a huge change. I think it was Mary that said before that just a completely different approach to teaching accounting, and I think that's somebody's likely to try that. Whether it'll be successful, I don't know.
I'm Mary Barth. I'm on the faculty at Stanford University. I'm also a member of the International Accounting Standards Board. And I think it's going to have to happen. I hate to tell the people on the call who are doing textbooks, but to just simply migrate from, you know, the same textbooks with U.S. GAAP material to IFRS material is not going to, is at the end of the day, is not going to end up in the right place.
This is Gary Sundom. And one of the things that will be interesting, if somebody tries to jumpstart this, will they be too early? I guess I'm one that believes that even if we have a roadmap, I'm not sure we're going to move quite that quickly. And so that's anyone's guess as to when a complete transition will take place.
Yes, this Bell again. Gary, you're absolutely right that people that try to move the market in a very significant way have generally not been very successful. This may be an exception, I don't know.
This is Lauren Nicolai talking again. Mary, I tend to agree with you, but the real question is will the textbook companies themselves be willing to take the risk to make a relatively large investment in what they would perceive as an extremely risky book. I've been in that situation before, and I find that they're pretty stodgy and risk averse.
Yes, this Bell again. I agree with that comment. We have made some fairly major changes in our approach to the book, but generally speaking, what the publishers do is they send the books, whatever ideas you have, they send them out to the largest two-year schools they can find and ask them to review them. And then when they come back with negative reviews, they say, oh, we can't do this because there's no market for it. And it's getting worse, in my opinion, because there's consolidation in the textbook business.
This concludes this Journal of Accountancy audio production. For the latest news and analysis on international financial reporting standards and a host of other topics affecting the accounting profession, visit journalofaccountancy.com.